and we have grown to offering 8 art specialties for our students.
So tell us what these are. What were the first two that were offered?
So the first two were visual fine arts and a multimedia class. And
which I have to imagine in 1994 was way different than what multimedia is today, right?
It was all the rage back then.
Right.
Yes, it's separated out because we now offer digital arts. We offer video arts and photography.
Okay.
In addition to the visual fine arts. So those are our 4 visual arts specialties. Mm-hmm. And then we also have 4 performing arts specialties, which are dance, theater arts, instrumental music, and vocal music.
Oh, so cool.
All of our specialties are very hands-on, project-based. Mm-hmm. Students are learning to develop their technical and conceptual or idea-making skills. Our teachers do a wonderful job of inviting guest artists to come into the classroom.
Yeah.
They take our students on tons of field trips to extend their learning outside the classroom. And we love collaboration at ArtQuest. And our specialties will collaborate with one another. And then we also collaborate with other organizations outside of our school in the community.
Great.
Just last year, we collaborated with the Santa Rosa Symphony.
Oh, wow,
on
cool.
the magic flute. All 8 of our specialties were involved in that process, and it was just an amazing experience.
Wow.
It was beautiful.
Really?
It was really
Tell
beautiful.
Us about that a little bit. Like, what did you experience then from seeing it with the friends of ArtQuest?
Yeah, it was just lovely to see, knowing the 8 specialties, kind of seeing where each one was involved in the process.
Yeah.
And they had professional opera singers, I believe, mm-hmm. from San Francisco. And so watching the dynamic between the young actors and the seasoned singers was just amazing. And it was very simplistic design, but very well thought out.
Oh, cool.
And I'm a sucker for dance. So when the dance part started, they had the dancers kind of going down the aisles of the Green Music Center.
Oh, neat.
And it was just, it was beautiful. It was just a really wonderful experience. And that was the feeling I got from everyone in attendance. It was just a really neat, beautiful experience to witness.
So was this then a performance that was sort of in conjunction with the Green Music Center, or was it sort of like a special evening that they did while they were already doing, you know, the magic flute?
No, so it was in conjunction with the Santa Rosa Symphony.
That's
and
so cool.
The Green Music Center being the venue for the event. Our students were, you know, able to be a part of that process for upwards of close to a school year.
Really?
Where they worked with the music director who came into the classrooms and worked with them one-on-one, and all the way up through the rehearsals, the two nights of rehearsals, to the actual performance.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Wow.
Then I'm assuming the performance was ticketed. Could people buy tickets for the event? And did you guys earn any money back for your program?
We did not. It was a ticketed event.
Yeah.
That wasn't expected to have that. It was really about the experience for our students and giving them that opportunity to work within the industry.
That is so cool.
From our VFA students who created sculptures of the magic flute characters, mm-hmm. To our musicians who were on the stage, to our video art students who were filming in the background.
Wow, that's so cool. I love that. And everybody involved. That's mm-hmm. really, really neat. Okay, so how are students then admitted to the program?
Well, so our students go through an application process mm-hmm. that happens in the fall for the following school year. And students submit an application as well as a portfolio if mm-hmm. they're applying to one of our visual arts specialties. Mm-hmm. If they are applying to one of our performing arts specialties, then in addition to that application, they would do an audition mm-hmm. with the teacher. And again, we all students from across Sonoma County are welcome to apply and are encouraged to apply to be a part of the ArtQuest community. If anyone is still interested in applying, then please reach out to our ArtQuest office. You can visit us at www.artquestonline.org, mm-hmm. where you will find our contact information, information about all of our different specialties, mm-hmm. As well as our application process.
All right, very good. Is it a super competitive process to get in? Do you admit everyone who applies?
So we... while, yes, we do have an application process, we do our best to admit as many students as space allows.
Okay.
And so part of that process is asking students to select a first, second, and third choice specialty
okay.
when they apply.
Right.
And so we can try to find that right fit for the student.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I think that that's really wise because... especially at a younger age, you may have aspirations for one kind of thing or the other, but then once you get into the process of actually working on that, you say, you know what? This is actually the area that I'm more interested in. So giving them an opportunity to sort of explore different things, I think, is probably very, very helpful for the students.
It is, and we find that some students will come in and, you know, theater arts, that is their passion, that is their focus, and they remain in theater arts for all 4 years. Mm-hmm. And then we have students who will start in one specialty, and just like you said, their interests change.
Right.
Interests do change, and we understand that as educators, and students have the opportunity to migrate from one specialty to another.
Great. Very, very good. Plus maturity, too. I mean, if you're starting out as a freshman and you end as a senior in the program, like, think about how mm-hmm. much we all changed, right, when we were in high school.
Oh, goodness.
From the first day of, you know, freshman year to how you'd gotten to know yourself a little bit better by the time you graduated. So also understanding that they're going to mature during all this education and find themselves a little bit better, right?
Yeah, exactly.
At the end of it. That's so
cool. Such a unique opportunity.
Yeah, that's great. I am talking with Katie Loomis. She is the ArtQuest program coordinator, and Bobby Hayslip, secretary for the Friends of ArtQuest. So how much does it cost for students to attend ArtQuest?
Well, so because we are a public school program, we are free.
Wow.
Which is really amazing to offer a magnet program to students for where there is no tuition.
Yeah, that's incredible. So how do you get money to fund your program?
We are supported by our district. Okay. We are definitely supported by our Friends of ArtQuest Parents, Student and Alumni mm-hmm. Foundation, or Alumni Community Foundation. And then also our Santa Rosa High School Foundation as well.
Okay.
But yeah, we really rely on the help of our wonderful Friends of ArtQuest board to help fund field trips and kind of that extra stuff, both inside and outside the classroom.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I have to imagine that there are some costs that are maybe a little bit more than others. Like, I'm thinking about your photography or your video, right? I mean, because things are changing so quickly, and you want your students to be able to have experience on, you know, sort of as up-to-date equipment as possible. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, when you think about just like, you know, a regular camera that you might be using, like how quickly that technology is changing.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So with Friends of ArtQuest, do you sort of focus on some of those needs for actual like equipment and things like that for the program?
We do. So every year, each ArtQuest teacher has a $300 stipend that they can ask for whatever supplies that they need. Mm-hmm. And we also try and raise funds for general classroom equipment, you know, computers, anything that they kind of need that's a little out of the normal budget. So sometimes we'll help with theater equipment. We definitely help offset travel student costs for
okay.
really amazing trips. We just recently helped offset some costs for the Theater Linnea Festival over in Sacramento area. I think it's Folsom, and it's a huge community of just theater kids all across the state.
Wow, cool.
And we did really well this year. I don't remember exactly all of the placements, but we did bring home quite a few awards.
So it's a competition?
It is a competition.
Oh, cool, cool. Yes. I love it. Okay,
yes.
Great.
We also helped offset some costs for, I think it was the band this year that was going to Disneyland.
Ah, oh, cool.
So vocal and instrumental music kind of switches off.
Okay.
How they do their field trips. So one year it'll be instrumental and the next year it'll be vocal, and
okay.
So we help offset those kinds of costs with other field trips,
yeah.
And such. So yeah.
That's great, very cool. Okay, so in terms of the sort of full rounded education that all students are required, I mean, there's certain requirements you have to graduate from high school. Do ArtQuest students also attend quote unquote normal? Like, do they go to math? Do they go to geometry class? I mean, do they do these other things in addition to ArtQuest? And then sort of how does that work?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. So ArtQuest students are Santa Rosa High School students.
Okay.
They are taking all of their core classes on the Santa Rosa High School campus.
Mm-hmm.
We offer ArtQuest English classes taught by four wonderful English teachers. And those ArtQuest English classes really kind of bring all of our ArtQuest students together, and the teachers do a wonderful job of incorporating our annual theme into the curriculum, as well as encouraging our students to incorporate their art making, whether that is visual or performing,
right,
into some of their class projects.
That's so cool. So you mentioned a theme. So tell us about the yearly themes, what their purpose might be, how you come up with them.
Sure. So our annual themes help guide learning in the classroom. Our ArtQuest teachers come up with all of our themes. We get together during the summer,
mm-hmm,
to come up with and identify those themes. We're really kind of just looking at society, whether it's social or political issues,
mm-hmm,
and just determining what's relevant right now, and bringing that into the classroom to foster that learning and linking learning to these larger, kind of grander ideas and themes. For this year, for our 30th anniversary, we were really looking at kind of the rich history and different perspectives and stories from our students, mm-hmm, over the years. And so this year's annual theme is Perspective Unleashed, which really encourages students to embrace and explore varying perspectives, to help broaden their own artistic voice.
Right, right. Oh, that's so great. And I think that then also, like, when you think about art, in fact, art that really sort of resonates with someone, generally there is some sort of overarching theme, some sort of thing that you connect with.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not be something that you have experience with day to day, but then you look at that, and I love this different perspectives, right? That you can sort of come out of your own little narrow world, mm-hmm, and look at other things too. That's great. And kids are like, they're very receptive and very smart,
mm-hmm,
and understand, you know, what's going on around them in the world, or are curious and want to figure that out. So I think this is wonderful to have a theme for them to think about their art in conjunction with the theme and bring all that curriculum together. That's super cool. All right, so tell us a little bit about Friends of ArtQuest. When did this support program start?
Friends of ArtQuest has been around for quite some time. It wasn't too terribly long after ArtQuest itself started.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just a parent, teacher, alumni community board, all nonprofit volunteers, and we get together, we have monthly meetings, and we just try and foster a sense of community within ArtQuest, and we promote ArtQuest, we help volunteer at events, organize volunteers, they have, you know, fall showcase, spring showcase, we help organize all that,
mm-hmm,
the fundraiser such as the spring gala, and then we do a couple of just fun community events. So every fall there's the Back to ArtQuest picnic,
mm-hmm,
and that's free. You just come, have a good time. There's food, drinks. I think we've had a library booth before.
Nice.
We had some fun yard games this past year. And then in May, in the spring, we have an ice cream social.
Oh, okay.
So art class students just line up and have themselves some ice cream, and there are times when they go through the line twice, but that's fine.
Right.
We don't want leftovers. We want them to enjoy.
Right, who wants to take home
exactly.
ice cream?
Yeah. And we also sponsor some contests. So okay. With this year being the 30th anniversary, we put out a calling all artists within the ArtQuest community asking for designs for some merchandise apparel.
Oh, great.
And the winner was chosen by the ArtQuest teachers, and we give the students a little monetary thank you for their efforts.
That's great.
And so we have a couple of different contests throughout the year for that as well.
Great. How did you get involved in Friends of ArtQuest?
I have a theater student.
Nice.
Yes. This is my theater student's sophomore year, uh-huh. and they had also had the, you know, the multiple choices. So theater was number one, and then instrumental music was the second choice, and then visual fine arts was the third choice.
All right.
And I was pretty confident with all those choices. I've heard them play saxophone, and oh, it was amazing.
So, oh, cool.
But their theater skills are pretty out there, too. So.
Very, very cool. And you mentioned alumni. Do you have a lot of alumni on your board or in your organization?
We have in the past. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's definitely been a handful of wonderful people who have just kept going with the program and keep volunteering. And even if they're not currently available for meetings or as a board member, they're still available for us to bounce ideas off of and,
yeah.
and seek advice. So that's always wonderful.
Right. And understanding firsthand the value of the ArtQuest program.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, knowing exactly where this goes.
Very cool. Very cool. Can I ask, how does your student then feel about their overall education by being in this? Did you find that it changed once they started in ArtQuest? Do they feel like more engaged in going to school? Because sometimes, you know, kids can be kind of like, meh, I'm going to school, homework, blah, blah, blah. But when you have something that excites you every day, that you get to go in and, you know, you're learning more about a craft that you're really excited about.
That's true. Well, I was fortunate. We did learn through the pitfalls of the pandemic that my child does prefer in-class assignments, that
sure.
that is needed for them to really get a proper education.
Right.
But they do. They really enjoy coming to school. They love Art Quest. They love all of their friends throughout Art Quest. And the theater program year two is rather physically intensive, so I hear a lot of Suzuki, which is a theater training style. Suzuki was really tough today. but it's great because that passion for the arts that they have and that community that they've got helps kind of temper the less desirable subjects.
Sure, yeah.
So
yeah right on. I had a chance. I was a huge theater kid, and I was going to be a teacher until I got the radio bug. But I did do some student teaching with my aunt, and she taught both English and drama. And so I helped in the drama class. And it was so gratifying to be able to be that extra hand in the classroom mm-hmm. to help her out and get kids who needed a little bit of extra help get excited about whatever they were writing their play, if they mm-hmm. were working out staging or blocking or whatever they were doing, and then see them from that classroom and hear through my aunt that they were doing better in their other classes because they felt really accomplished. They felt proud of themselves of what they were doing.
They felt supported.
Right, right, yeah. So, I mean, I am all about the arts in school. I think it's so important, especially for children who maybe don't find, you know, their role in regular subjects. They don't
exactly.
find their passion. But this is such a great thing. All right, so we do want to talk about the Friends of ArtQuest Spring Gala. When and where is it happening?
So March 2nd at the Museum of Sonoma County at their main gallery mm-hmm. On 7th Street. And I do have a correction. It is starting at 6:30.
Oh, sorry. Okay. 6:30.
So we might have given you some outdated information. Apologies.
It's also possible that my eyes just aren't worth what they were. So 6:30. Got it.
And then it's going to go until approximately 9.
Okay.
And we're just super fortunate. For anyone who has not been to the Museum of Sonoma County, it is beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
The wonderful architecture, the way the sound carries in there, and the history of the building. So we had a tour a few weeks ago, and uh-huh. that was just so neat to see some of the history and hear about how it was the old post office.
I know.
It had literally been moved down
right?
the street, and I love architecture. So just I was just wowed by how wonderful and genuine the architecture was to the period of the building.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
So it's a wonderful ambiance. We are going to be catered by Dim Sum and Then Some. And the owner, Michelle, has been on Friends of Art Quest's board in the past. Mm-hmm. And she's still a great source of information and support for us. She makes wonderful food.
Delicious, yes.
And she's just a genuinely great person.
Very cool. So you have appetizers. You also have drinks available?
Absolutely. We've got a wonderful selection of wine and beer. Mm-hmm. And we will have a selection of non-alcoholic beverages, of course.
Great, great. Tell us about the entertainment.
So we do have some student musicians who will be performing more at the intro of the evening, mm-hmm. As things are getting started and people are coming in. And then we do have a jazz band that will be playing as well.
Cool.
Through the non-announcement parts and non-auction-related moments. So we'll have a nice little ambiance for that as well.
Okay, excellent. And then you've got Live and Silent Auction. Tell us about this.
Yes, so we're very thankful to all of our sponsors, everyone who has donated for this event. We have a variety of items, so something for everyone. You know, being where we are located in the lovely Sonoma County, we certainly have a selection of wines available. We also have a few just random baskets. You know, we have some self-care related stuff. Mm-hmm. We also have music related things.
Okay.
We've got a couple of tickets for the Santa Rosa Symphony. We also are going to have a couple of day passes for the Mill Valley Music Festival.
Oh, neat.
Which is happening soon. So we're very thankful for that. We do have some bigger ticket items, which we have this beautiful apartment in Paris, which is just so close to so many wonderful attractions.
What?
Yes. And a custom guitar as well, which if it's anything like the one we had seen in pictures of last year, it's going to be beautiful.
Wow.
So those are two of our biggest items. We also are going to be offering workshops with some of our lovely and talented ArtQuest teachers.
Okay.
So there will be a photography workshop and then also a food and wine, or a food and art type
okay.
workshop. Those details are still being worked out.
Right on.
But still.
Oh, these are great.
So, yeah,
okay.
Super excited.
So you can go around and look at the silent auction mm-hmm. items, put down your bids, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
But then stick around and make sure you put in your bids for the live auction.
Exactly.
An apartment stay in Paris? Yes, thank you.
7 days.
Oui, ooh la la.
Yes. And it's beautiful.
So cool.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. All right, great. Are there certain things that you are trying to fund with the fundraiser this year, or does it just sort of go to the general program?
It goes mostly to the general. Mm-hmm. You know, we're always helping out with things like the student offset costs. Mm-hmm. And due to several misfortunes over the past few years, due to the fires
yeah.
and pandemic, we haven't had a very good, hearty fundraiser in a minute. So
okay.
we're looking to kind of beef up our funds so that we can do more for
yeah.
ArtQuest students and make sure that they have the equipment. I know one thing that we are hoping to be able to help fund are some metal signs that will be outside of the Black Box Theater on Santa Rosa High School campus, which
okay.
faces Mendocino Avenue.
Right.
And there will be one for each discipline. And so that's something that's in the works and that we're really hoping we can get the funds up so that we can promote, even just visually from the street,
right.
promote ArtQuest.
Yeah.
And each visual, you know, each specialty will have a little metal plaque up there. So that's something I know that we definitely want to work toward.
That is great. All right. So you can get your tickets right now. Head to artquestonline.org, artquestonline.org, and head over to the events page. You'll be able to find the details right there for the Friends of ArtQuest Spring Gala, March 2nd, 6:30 to about 9 p.m. at the Museum of Sonoma County. It's a $75 ticket. Includes appetizers, there's beer and wine, there's live entertainment, a live and silent auction. The ticket's available through Eventbrite, but head to artquestonline.org to get all the details. Thank you both for coming in. And
thank
this
you
is
so much
such
for
a
having
program.
Us. We are just so thrilled to be here. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
Absolutely. My guest today, Bobby Hayslip, who is the secretary for the Friends of ArtQuest, and Katie Loomis, ArtQuest program coordinator. This is Sonoma County Focus.
The cold weather may be lingering, but SEP has some hot tips to help save energy and show your bill some love. Start by making sure you're on the right electricity rate plan and taking advantage of discount programs you may qualify for. These two things can make a big difference in your bill. Show your thermostat some TLC. Lower it a few degrees when you're away or snuggled up under a blanket. And consider a smart thermostat. It knows when to keep it cozy and when to take a break. Let's talk lighting. Swap out those old bulbs for energy-efficient LEDs. They're brighter and they last longer. Your wallet will thank you. And be sure to check your energy bill for any unusual spikes. It could be time to reassess your energy habits. We can help. Visit SonomaCleanPower.org or drop by our Energy Center in Santa Rosa. For more help, understanding, and lowering your bill, we look forward to seeing you. Sonoma Clean Power. Innovation grown locally.
Since 1985, Hodgen & Sons Tree Care has been serving families and businesses all around Sonoma County. And if you've ever wondered, does Mike actually have sons? Yes, he does. Here's John.
One of the smartest investments you can make is to keep your trees and shrubs safe, healthy, and beautiful with regular maintenance and pruning. Ed?
Anyone can cut branches, but at Hodgen & Sons, we plan carefully for long-term health and beauty. We know exactly what and how to cut. Pruning and shaping, trimming for safety, defensible space, and to preserve a view.
Have us over to take a look soon. It's probably time for some maintenance.
When you have an emergency, we're ready to respond 24/7. We are experts in close quarters tree removal. My climbers go where the bucket trucks can't.
They do it all. A full list of services offered by Hodgen & Sons Tree Care is online at HodgenTree.com. HodgenTree.com. HodgenTree.com.
It's Big O Tires, buy two, get two tires free sale now through Monday. This legendary deal comes once a year on select in-stock sets. And with the purchase of a tire protection package, one-year alignment, and installation package on all four tires, you'll get four tires for the price of two. Plus, getting credit is easy this week. Flexible options are available and approval just takes minutes. During this once-a-year opportunity to get four tires for the price of two at participating Big O Tires, the team you trust.
70s, 80s, 90s, all flashing before your very ears.
On Sonoma County's 102.7, The Wolf. 102.7, The Wolf.
KWVF Guerneville, KHTH HD3 Santa Rosa.
America's greatest hits for Sonoma County.
102.7, The Wolf.